All right. Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. Hey, today we're talking about designing a career that you don't want to escape from. So hey, if that's you, I'm excited to dive into this topic today. Hey, for our first-time listeners out there or for those tuning in via LinkedIn, hey, welcome. My name's Tim Madden. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Executive Career Upgrades, where we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. Man, it was just been a magnificent week at ECU. I believe over the past couple of days, we've had 10 offers come in. Most of those have been accepted and negotiated by myself or the team. We had two people that were in multiple six-figure offer situations. Those are the most exciting. And I believe our clients got on something like more than 50 interviews that were multiple six-figure interviews as well. So give it up to the ECU team. We appreciate you. Hey, before I get started, as always, if you need help in your career, do me a favor. Well, do yourself a favor. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast where you can schedule a free career consultation with our team. Man, I've been gone the past couple of weeks. So we've been traveling, right? So I'll get you caught up before we get into the topics, if that's okay. So we are in, this is the new podcast studio, if you will, right? We moved out of our last office as we are transitioning to set up shop near Nashville, Tennessee. So we're really excited about that. So 3 weeks ago, we went to the Vet 100 conference where we were announced as the 48th fastest veteran-owned company in the United States, which was really exciting. I believe 2 weeks ago, I'm losing track. It was either last week or 2 weeks ago. Last week, Alex? Were we in Dallas last week or was it 2 weeks ago?
Last week
we were in Dallas again, got to speak in front of a big group of business owners as well. So we had fun doing that. And now it looks like, you know, congratulations to Christina Madden, who's one of our co-founders. She's going to be headed down to Mar-a-Lago. She was invited to, you know, go have lunch with some senior government officials and high-level business owners. So give it up to my wife, Christina Madden. Great job, babe. And then we're finalizing the details of speaking in Philadelphia next month. So lots of exciting things happening here inside the ECU community, along with individuals obtaining great results in their career. So let's go ahead and get started for today's topic, designing a career you don't want to escape from, right? And the reality is, right, you've worked so damn hard to climb, you know, to climb the ladder, but now maybe that you're at the top. You're at the top of the director, the VP, or executives. Does it feel like something's missing? You know, too many executives I've coached or the team has coached or advised, right? They're successful on paper, but secretly, and let me know if this is you, hey, send me a DM on LinkedIn, right? Secretly, they're exhausted, unfulfilled, and simply asking, what's next? So we're going to go into some key points, right? If you want to have a better design around your career, pay close attention. Because first I want to talk about the trap of like accidental success. Okay. How many execs, right, fell into their career path by default? I know I did, right? How did I fall into what I did? You know, it's funny. Many years ago, my dad called me while I was still serving in the military and he said, hey, Tim, you should be a recruiter. I said, that sounds horrible. I do not want to be a recruiter for the military. I'm happy what I do. And he was like, hey, you know, but if you do this, we can both be stationed at the same place. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. That led to that, which led to getting out and working in staffing, which led to working at the largest Fortune 500 recruiting company in the world, right? That does headhunting services. Then it led to starting my own headhunting company that I exited out of, which led to Executive Career Upgrades. So, Dad, thanks. But I definitely fell into what I'm doing because my dad called me one time, you know? But what I want to talk to you about is achievement without alignment. If you're really good at what you do, right, just because you're getting achievements for driving sales, reducing costs, building high-performing teams, that's great. But that could still lead to burnout, right? And not having joy, because you have to be aligned as well. We're going to talk more about that shortly. You know, Gallup said over 60% of executives report feeling disengaged. I think it's more than that, from their own career path. So let's talk about the power of intentional design. Listen, your career is not a prison. It's a system you can redesign. Do you ever have those friends that come to you that like complain about their life? And you're like, why don't you just stop doing that? Why don't you just start doing this? Right? It's kind of funny. Your career's the same way. It's a system you can redesign. So let me ask you a question. What if your job aligned with your values, your passions, your lifestyle? Right? And think about this. We don't live in a house someone randomly built, right? When we move into a house, what happens? We make it our own, or what I really want the point to get across, we design our home so that it suits who? Suits people that visit us, family that visit us? No, so that it suits us. Now, here's some red flags before we really get started to talk about if you're on the wrong track or not. So think about this. Are you only happy on weekends or vacations? Do you consistently daydream about starting over? Do you feel you're successful, but you're not satisfied? Or do you feel disconnected from your work's impact or meaning? If so, you're in a very bad position right now. So ask yourself, right? We always need that why. What kind of problems do you actually like solving? Right? What was the mission that originally fired you up earlier in your career? Most of this can be solved with journaling or reflection around the question, when do I feel most alive at work? Now, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be always rainbows and butterflies. Likely most of the time, it's not going to be that, right? But hey, you shouldn't hate going to work on most days, right? So when do I feel most alive at work? What do you actually like solving? Most people, when they need a career, if you've been following me for a little bit, if they're looking for a new job, what do they do? I lost my job. Let me go and apply for jobs online. It's not really, hey, I lost my job. Let me take a moment to say, what's next for me? What didn't I like about this job? Where do I think I could have success? You know, they don't ask themselves these reflection questions and then fall into the same tragic incident as last time. You also need to define success. If you want to redesign your career, what is success? Because success is more than just money and titles. It's freedom. It's fulfillment. It's impact. You know, all the time we have people that come to us. Hey, if you're looking for, you know, that upward mobility move with more responsibility where you want to make more money, hey, that's great. We can absolutely help you. Go to execupgrades.com/podcast. But maybe you're just someone who, you know, we've had multiple people come to us that make like $250,000. They're working 60 to 80 hours a week. And they're like, Tim, they're like, if you found me a job that was remote where I only had to work like 35 or 40 hours, even if I made 200K, that'd be a huge win. Oh, and for that additional, for that specific story that I talked about, that was an individual who didn't want to lead a team anymore. He actually wanted to work less hours. So for him, that was a huge win. For you, maybe it's that next increase or whatever, but you have to decide that. So you need to reverse the equation. You need to design your life first and then build your career around it. And to do this, we need to consider, hey, what family opportunities do I want? Health, personal goals, freedom. Like, what does that mean for you? No one takes the time to do this. Even executives, most of them have never done it in their entire life. Look, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know why you're going there, if you don't know what makes you happy, it's going to be a difficult life. So I am urging the hell out of you. Grab a pen, grab a notebook, start asking yourself some of these questions. But what gets in the way every single time? I don't have time to do that. Like, really? You don't have time to plan one of the most significant things in your life? Or what is it? Are you scared of change? Is your identity currently tied to the title or the company? Or do you have those golden had handcuffs, right? Like, I've come too far to start over. Here's how you can start redesigning the process. Audit where you are right now. What's energizing you and what's draining you? Number two, define your non-negotiables. What are your values, priorities, and purpose? Everyone's different. And when you network, network with intention. Talk to people who do what you want to do. Maybe you're like trying to make a career pivot and you're not sure. Hey, try to find friends, mentors, colleagues, right? That are doing what maybe you want to do. And talk to them about it and get their perspective. Because you don't have to quit to rebuild. Because sometimes it's just a little pivot, not like some full leap. And redesign can happen inside your current company too, with the right conversations, the right clarity, and the right perceived value that you might be able to provide inside of a different department. So really the questions you need to ask yourself are, what does your ideal day look like in your role? What do you need to stop doing in your current career? And hey, if fear wasn't a factor, what would you change tomorrow? Designing your career, you know, that you don't want to escape from is not going to happen by accident. It's going to start with the courage to first ask the questions, the clarity then to define it, and the consistency to build it day by day. I highly recommend you go through some of these questions I asked you so that you can live a purposeful life. Look, most of our time is spent at work. I've said this for many years, right? Because I learned it from my mentor. He says you have 8 hours to, you know, sleep. You have 8 hours to work, and you have 8 hours that's going to determine the quality of your life. But think about this. Imagine that 8 hours you're at work, the third of your time on this planet for most of us, right? Imagine not being fulfilled in that. If you're not fulfilled in your job, what you're really saying is, I'm not fulfilled in like a third of my life. That's a danger zone. So, hey, figure out what matters to you and start redesigning your career today. And as always, if you need anything, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com, and I'll see you next week.